Oshta, Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Folks, don't you know a bargain when you see it? This doesn't refer to a bargain in the store or at a garage sale. I'm referring to a bargain in life. Lance Armstrong said the best thing that ever happened to him was cancer. We often hear people say the worst thing that happened to them was the best thing that ever happened to them. There's a lot of things in life that we can look back on and say the same thing. Sometimes we have to learn what bad feels like before we finally learn what good feels like. Nothing in life is happening to you. It is happening for you. The ending of a relationship or marriage, I know, can take a devastating toll on your heart, finances, and level of trust. At the same time, when you look back in life and ask yourself if it really did take that kind of experience in order for you to open your eyes, the answer will be, oh, you betcha it did. And the gargantuan lesson you learned was probably a bargain in the end. I don't think you have to wait until a relationship gets bad enough in order for you to leave it. But if that's what it takes, then okay, that's what it takes. In one chapter of my book, I write that I was calling out to God. He didn't have to treat me that way to get me to leave. I said it a couple of times. He didn't have to treat me that way to get me to leave. And what I heard back through my DLG, my download from God, was, yes, he did. Even through all that pain, the lesson was a bargain. And yeah, that is what it took to get me to leave. Otherwise, I'd still be sitting in all that drama. I sit here and shake my head in disbelief because I cannot believe that was me back then. I actually chose that life for myself at one time. Sometimes people will wait until they get laid off, fired from a job, or the business closes before they finally move on and find another job. Others will recognize the downward spiral of a job and choose to get out before the universe pushes them out of it and before they are left in financial ruin. Even financial disasters have warning signs too. So why keep spending if you don't have the money? Do we think spending more money will improve our financial woes? So why wait until the devastation occurs? A bounce check is a reality check. Further, no one just wakes up and gets the flu. It doesn't work that way. The critter is set up in your body, and when your system runs low enough that it cannot protect itself, the critter will take over and infest the entire system. That's how it works. There were warning signs that you chose to ignore. No one wakes up and suddenly weighs 50 or 100 pounds more than they did the day before. There were warning signs. When you buy a bigger size, that's a fairly big clue. The size on the clothing doesn't lie, folks. We do. Why do we have to wait until things get bad enough before we change? Do we have to get sick and finally go on medication, still denying how we arrived at that place? This is similar to the denying alcoholic or drug addict who has to lay in the ditch, naked, beaten, robbed, sodomized, bleeding, in their own vomit, with no family, no friends, and no money before they will finally get help for themselves. Does it really have to get that bad? Folks, recognize a bargain when you see it. Through all these horrible things that we humans put ourselves through, there is an impressive and huge lesson in all of it. When you think about it, that lesson in exchange for what you went through was a bargain. And remember, nothing in life is happening to you. It is happening for you. Now, get out there, go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Dainada gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.